This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A new drug has just been approved for use in Australia to treat early Alzheimer's disease. It's the first of its kind in a generation, but the excitement has been met with caution. The treatment comes with a price tag that could top $80,000 and strict eligibility criteria that mean most people with dementia may miss out. So what does this actually mean for Australians living with Alzheimer's and the families and carers around them? Dr. Kayla Stokes is Executive Director of Services Advocacy and Research at Dementia Australia. Joins us now. Kayla, welcome back to Drive.
Thank you so much for having me back on.
There's been a lot of headlines about this drug. Can you walk us through what it is and why it's getting so much attention?
You're right, it is getting a lot of attention, and that's partly because, as you've said, it is the first significant medical breakthrough that we have seen for 20-something years. So that does generate a lot of excitement out in the community. But there's also some caveats that that we need to think about with drugs like this. And there's a couple of things. Obviously, the cost is one that you've already talked about. And while the Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved the use of this particular drug, which is called donanemab, and I think its shelf name is Kisunla, and while that's able to be accessed by people here in Australia for the earliest stages of Alzheimer's disease, there's still processes underway to determine whether government will subsidise access to that medication. So that's a part of the process that's still underway. But the other thing that's really important for people to understand is that this medication does have some significant side effects for some people, including bleeding on the brain. So that has to be really carefully monitored through the administration and support for somebody that's receiving the medication. And it's actually only going to be available to a really small proportion of people because it works most effectively at the very earliest stages of Alzheimer's disease. So it targets the amyloid plaques, which are a type of protein that clump in the brain, and it focuses on those plaques, but they're most effectively targeted at the very earliest stages of dementia. So for a lot of people that might have already developed symptoms of Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia who might be a little bit more progressed, it's probably not going to be appropriate for them.
So does it essentially prevent the development of those amyloid plaques and therefore someone with more advanced dementia, it doesn't like go and dissolve them, for example?
That's right. So the way that the plaques build up in your brain is that the protein that we call amyloid clumps around the brain cells and then forms tangles within the brain cells with another form of protein called tau. So between tau and amyloid, both of which are normal proteins in our body, but they can accumulate in higher levels in the brain, and that effectively kills the brain cells off. So in the earlier stages of dementia where those proteins might be starting to build up but they haven't done too much damage to the brain, medications like this might make more of an impact. But for somebody that has already got a lot of amyloid in the brain and they've already started to attack the brain cells, it's really hard for, you know, even if the amyloid is removed, the damage to the brain is already there. So this is why it's really important to get in early.
Kayla, just listening to this, I'm just wondering if someone's concerned that they may be at risk of developing these amyloid plaques, how do you determine if you are at risk or if you've started developing them in the early stages?
Well, I mean, there's a few things are already underway. So there's some blood-based biomarkers, the BBBs, that are starting to be tested, which look at levels of amyloid that can be checked rather than going through cerebral spinal fluid. So doing a spinal tap and looking at the fluid in someone's spine, you can actually do a blood test that that has really good results in showing the levels of amyloid in that are accumulating in the body, because as they start to accumulate more in the brain, the levels get decreased in the rest of the body. So the blood-based biomarkers, which are still relatively new and haven't been approved for widespread use yet, They're one way of doing that. But unfortunately, at the moment, the ability to determine whether somebody is at risk of developing dementia by looking at the amyloid in their brain, by looking at other risk factors and looking at some genetic indicators where there's some indicators that would suggest people might have a higher than average risk of developing dementia. So not a guarantee, but a higher risk. They're all things that need to be pieced together by specialists. It's not something that people can, you know, very easily access. So it's still a complicated diagnosis and conversation to have with healthcare professionals and perhaps the specialists as well.
We're chatting with Dr. Kayla Stokes from Dementia Australia about a newly approved Alzheimer's drug and what its arrival means for patients and families. Kayla, for people who aren't eligible yet, which seems to be the majority of people, what are some other options or support services they can turn to in the meantime?
Well, certainly while Dementia Australia has been really pleased to see that there's developments in the space of medications, as you say, because there are so many of the other 433,000 people living with dementia right now who need support, we're very focused on making sure that people who need access to supports and services can get them. So, of course, people can contact the National Dementia Helpline on 1800 100 500 at any time. We're available 24 hours a day. And there's a whole range of services and supports out there, both within Dementia Australia, but also out in the broader healthcare sector that we can help connect people to make a difference and help them to live as well as they can. Because we know that whilst there's lots of modifiable risk factors that can reduce the risk of developing dementia, they're actually really important elements of the support and care of somebody that's already diagnosed with dementia as well. So it's really important that we take that bigger picture focus on what we can do to support people that are impacted.
Kayla, you mentioned that this is the first drug in 25 years. Do you see this as a sign of or a hopeful sign of more research and more treatments coming through for dementia in the coming years?
Look, absolutely. I think that we've seen both here in Australia and internationally that there's multiple clinical trials that we never even hear about. So these are ones that have already gone through extensive testing, and it's only when they get to what we call phase three clinical trials that actually look at particular medications and how they impact a real life person as opposed to something that happens in the science laboratory, that we tend to hear about them in the media. But there are hundreds of clinical trials, and I think that because this particular medication, donanemab, has been approved here in Australia and in countries in other parts of the world, and there are other medications that are kind of hot on their heels, we will certainly see an increase of focus on that. I guess what we want to make sure, though, is that people who are living with the symptoms of dementia right now don't feel like they're being forgotten or not supported during this process, because that's also equally important.
Dr. Kayla Stokes, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. Dr. Kayla Stokes, Executive Director of Services, Advocacy and Research at Dementia Australia. If you want to learn more, speak to your healthcare professional and visit dementia.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.